When you're letting go, what you're literally doing is you're putting the universe of your thoughts in charge of the process. You are not giving up hope. You are not giving up joy. You're giving up your attachment or your need to prove hope or to prove joy. You're not giving up the ship. You're not giving up your powerful desire. What you're doing is you're actually making room in your own mind for the manifestation of your powerful desire. What you're giving up when you let go is your resistance. The single thing, the only thing that keeps you from ever having what you're actually wanting. Giving up now is something we highly recommend. Not waiting until later, not waiting until your back is against the wall, but doing it now, and consciously doing it. And do you know, one of the things that we think is probably the simplest way to actually let go is to just take a big, huge breath. And let go with a big, huge sigh. And reset your consciousness. Turn your attention into a direction that is actually delicious and pleasing to you. We know this is a radical thing to suggest that you might actually be able to have literally everything that you want, that you can let go of the struggle, of the pushing, of the making happen, of the trying to get it done, that you can give up now and actually win. Because when you give up, what are you doing? You're not doing anything, actually. There's no physical action to giving up. In a physical metaphor, giving up might be like, instead of trying to take an axe to a tree, you just drop the axe where it is and walk away. But that's a metaphor. In pure vibrational terms, when you give up, you're not doing anything. That's the entire point. You're simply turning your attention into a different direction. And instead of trying to make something happen, what you're doing is opening yourself up to allowing what you're actually wanting by pointing yourself in that direction. Sometimes when you're in the throes of very tightly wound resistance, the simplest way to give up is to throw yourself on the bed and have a delicious and wonderful nap. Sometimes the easiest way to give up is to turn on the television and watch a movie that delights you. Sometimes the easiest way to get up is to stand up, walk away from the computer or the pencil or the tablet, and go outside and enjoy the deliciousness of the day or the night. Sometimes the easiest way to give up is to reach for the cat and to pet the cat or to pet the dog or to go for a walk. But sometimes the easiest way to give up is to just sit right where you are and literally say to yourself, okay, I give up. There is a vibrational tone that occurs when you give up. It's one that you're all very, very familiar with. It will be of no surprise to you. And that is the tone of relief. When you have really given up, when you have really let go, you will feel the rush of relief as the contracted vibration that you were bearing in on so tightly now has room to breathe. And it opens up and expands like a flower opening to the sun. And if you want a physical metaphor for what letting go looks like, just watch what happens when a flower blooms. It sits there and it receives the light. It doesn't reach for it. It doesn't reach for it in any sort of grabbing way. If you watch the plant move, you can see how the leaves turn in the direction of the sun. But they don't try to reach up and grab the sun. And they don't worry about why they don't have more sunlight. They just allow themselves to receive whatever it is that is available to them at that moment. But one of the most powerful metaphors for giving up now is the notion of falling back. And the one that we like the best is the idea of standing there and falling back into a giant feather bed. A giant feather bed of delight. This is the part that may be the most confusing of them all, and it may take a while for you to sort it out and actually apply it and use it. But when you're really letting go, you're letting go of the resistance, and it's going to feel better as a result. The motivational world has told you again and again and again and again, if you let go, it's like the person who's hanging on by a thread. You've got to stay there. You've got to persist. You've got to keep showing up, keep doing it, keep making it happen. And we would say, you don't have to do anything. That's a statement of letting go. A very powerful one indeed. You don't have to do anything. There are many, many things that you undoubtedly want to do, and that's where we suggest you turn your attention. That's letting go. That's giving up now. Not later, but now. So we invite you to do this throughout the day today, to give up now. Whenever you find yourself struggling with something, whether it's a mental struggle or a physical struggle, give up and turn your attention to something that feels better. This may seem highly impractical because you have things to do and places to go and people to meet, but we can tell you one thing. If you did precisely what you wanted in each moment, you would discover very quickly that the fear you have about running amok would dissipate, and it would be very quickly replaced with a very powerful awareness that this is that thing that you have always been wanting. And you will be wondering, instead of, will I run amok, you will be wondering, why didn't I do this sooner? But then again, we don't have to tell you that. Every one of you knows that when you have really, really let go of something that you were struggling with mightily, that is precisely what happens, is that you feel the whoosh of relief. You watch how things rearrange themselves on your behalf and to your benefit. And you wonder, why didn't I do this sooner? So don't wait. Give up early and often. Give up now.